Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
This digital dealer interview series is brought to you by our friends and partners at
Pure Cars,
VinQ,
Team MXS,
Fixed Ops
Digital, M1 Data and Analytics,
and Drive Century.
If you want more information or want to partner with the brew,
go to carguycoffee.com.
Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
It is Fraylin Art, subprime hero.
And we are still brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast over here in fabulous Las Vegas. Digital Dealer 2023 at the Pure Cars booth with the one, the only, Bob Gilmore. Oh, brother, give me that. Let's go.
That's right, brother.
So we are so excited that you are here. We're so excited to be here. But tell us about the excitement that's brewing with you and how much fun you're having with the event so far.
Oh, I think the event's awesome. I mean, you get to see what's new in the marketplace, get to see what the best ideas are. The workshop's been fabulous.
Which ones have you
been watching? You guys has been a lot of fun.
Hey,
thank you, brother. We try to bring a little flick.
One of the ones that I'm really interested in is like AI. You
know? Oh, come on.
Because we're in the BDC business, you know, so you look at AI and you're like, is it high tech? Is it high touch? Is it a combination? Everybody's trying to figure that out. It's really good to see what's going on in the show.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You were thinking about doing this whole show. Do this little avatar, my avatar, and see how it works together.
But we got to do high touch for that.
Eventually, it'll just be us sitting here doing a show just like this. But the AI that we're actually seeing right now, it's opening our minds. Like, we're all trying to think, how do we interact with this technology better? And what have been some of the things that you've been seeing yourself kind of like surprised about or just excited about when seeing what AI can do?
Hey dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
I think as we watch your AI spelling, it's going to actually move quicker over the next 3 or 4 years. So you can actually see where it's starting and where it's gone. So I really, what we do with dealerships is we answer their phone when they can't do it.
Right.
So the question is, are those customers, do they want high touch, do they want to talk to you, or do they need, some of them just need to get done what they need to get done. Exactly. So I see areas that I think that we're still struggling, being able to communicate with the customer properly. I think there are other areas that we do that we're doing pretty good with the high touch piece because they want to talk to us. Mm-hmm. I think every dealership has to weigh, or your business, even with you guys, we're saying, I think, where doesn't it fit? I don't think it's a one size fits all, just so you know.
Into that. But whatever size it is, make sure that you get some Car Guy Coffee in it. But with that, there's so much, Bob, that you're seeing and learning how to grow inside of that. As far as the people that you've had the chance to run into while here, what kind of new connections have you been able to start establishing?
I think there's some old friends here too, and I think that's great because they're like the Lori Halters.
Lori who?
Lori Halter.
Oh, Lori Halter.
Peter's out there.
San Antonio, you guys.
Newly appointed vice president of eight different sports.
We actually had April Simmons on a little bit ago. She's a rock star. I've worked with her in the past. So I think that there's just a lot. I love the car business. It's been in a long time because it's dynamic. It's addictive. There's a lot going on there, right? It's real time. I love it.
It's real time. And like you said, this business is addictive because it's constantly evolving. So if you're somebody who doesn't like to be bored, get an automotive. There's so many opportunities to constantly do something different. And there's so many levels to this game. Like so many levels inside different levels. So you got the vendor side, you got the dealer side, you got the sale. There's so many things that are going on. We got service, we got all the accessories. We have so many things that are involved.
Hey dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
You owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
The UAW, right? All kinds of things are involved in this thing that make this up, that make this big machine run. And if one kink is off, there's issues a lot of times. What happens is that things can fall back. But what I like to think about are controllables, right? What I like to think about is what can we do that, even if the market is jacked up, even if other people are not doing it, what can I do? Speaking of that, what's something that you know with your business right now that people can apply right now that is totally in their control? Something that they don't have to rely on, but something that they can actually do the work
for? I think it's customer experience.
Bingo.
I think you really look at what's going on today. Customer experience is really important. It's dynamic. People that buy cars and service cars are also on Amazon. Yep. They're also doing things themselves. And it's a matter of how easy and convenient can you make it for me? Or how intuitive is it to use? Yep. And what we're seeing today, one of the things I'm most excited about through my career path is, number one, you take a look at all the retentions of big issues in this business.
Oh, God.
You know, we're looking at 31 to 41% retention over a 13 to 96 window. After you're done with warranty, it's pretty much 85% the first 2 years. It drops to 31%. I don't know if any business can sustain that for a long period of time with automotive. But if you look at that and say, what's new? What are you guys doing? You know, pick up and deliver. Making it, that customer has to drive past seven facilities to get to you, wait a half hour to an hour to get the oil change, and then drive back. I'm like, man, that's pretty, I'm not sure you're going to do that. But I do know this, if you come pick up my car, get it serviced, get it back to me, I'm more likely to continue to do business with you. If the struggle's in between, if I'm a 10 and picking you up, the communication skills at the dealership, are they getting back to you timely? Are they doing the one inspection? Are they? So my fear is they're going to pick the car up as a 10, you're going to treat them as a 2, and then they're going to forget you again. So
yeah,
worth it, right? So I think the key today is we're working on projects that allow us to go pick up the car, but give them a concierge level person assigned to the move, make sure the dealership's staying up to date with contacting back that customer and getting the car back to the customer. So that's a layer that I don't think anybody's doing today, is that concierge level service. So
we know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
The second part is the dealers are not logistic experts. I mean, think about it. I grew up in a store, spent 16 years in a Toyota store. I'm like, if you said to me that I had to meet the demands of today, I'd be like, okay, so I only need, how many repair orders am I doing a day? 30? Mm-hmm. How many cars can I move? How many cars do I have? How many people do I have to find that?
That's right.
I think this is where dealers have to get out of the box. They have to go like, listen, that's really our area of expertise. Can we outsource that piece? Because what we're really good at is get us the car, get it to the lane, let us do our job. Let us take care of the customer, let you guys get it back. And if we can do that, because I see the average store today is only doing maybe 5 moves a week, maybe 5 moves a day. Very
true. Bob, you're saying a lot of good stuff. I love it. Because being able to solve that problem and make life easier for a customer sears them to us, like connects them to the dealership experience. But for those that don't know what it is that you do at Driver Connect, tell us a little bit more about your business, about what you're doing, and how you're brewing solutions for the industry.
Okay, great. Brewing is really a cool word. So we've been brewing this solution for about 30 years. So we were actually the first to bring BDC as an innovation to the marketplace. I don't know if you guys know that or not. We've been working on it. It's not, do you have a BDC or did you try a BDC? BDC is innovative. It's a process. So it's constantly changing. So we help stores with sales leads that take leads and turn them into a live conversation within a minute. If not, those customers really don't connect with your sales department. On service, we take the overflow calls or the appointment calls that they connect to because they're short staffed. So if you look at what's going on since COVID is, everybody's short staffed.
Yes,
it's hard to find people, hard to keep them. You're paying a premium. Mm-hmm. Normally, if you were looking for a BDC agent, you could pay $10 or $12 an hour. Today, you're paying $15 or $20. So how do you scale that? We really do have solutions that allow us to do that very affordably. And if you take a look at it, we take the call off the lane for service, give the service department time to work with that customer face-to-face. We were just talking, Lori and I, about walking into a subway. Everybody yells out, welcome to subway.
That's right.
But you go into some subways, and they say that, but they don't need it.
Right.
And you're like, I wish they wouldn't even say it, because right. It's almost like they'd be better off. Because they don't make me feel special. They make me feel like they're checking a box.
So, 100%.
So the real question is, can you free those advisors up to be able to give you eye contact, to be able to work you through what you need to do on your car, to get them the time back to those status updates, and it'll be electronics after the day.
Yep.
And to me, that's retention. I'll come back, I'll buy more cars, I'll service more cars. I can tell you guys, you know, it's really interesting. I grew up in this business. I don't service my cars with trucks today. My wife does. So she picks who she wants.
Quick question. Do you know what SmartPixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to M1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
M1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
I think she has gone up to a 55-mile range to find a dealer that actually will deliver her the experience she wants. She doesn't mind doing that. So I drive past, or she drives past, I would say, maybe 7 branded dealers that are much closer to her through service.
That's pretty big.
Now, that dealer's just opened up pickup and delivery, even though it's a limited basis. She doesn't have to even leave. Mm-hmm. Think about it. They'll own our business for as long as they can keep that service unique.
I totally agree with you. I agree with everything you're saying. You know, there's no doubt. I love what your company does, too. I think it's phenomenal. And I'm glad that we've had you since the last 30-plus years, brother. You're bringing some great things to it, and I can see you're very innovative. That it's constantly changing, and you're excited about that. That whole customer service experience and service is big. You know, it's a big deal because customers, they want to be on the pace. I tell you, there is a group out in New York. What's his name? Brian Benstock. They do 24-hour service department that does pick up cars and drop it off. So imagine being an executive. You're busy. You need your car. You get around. You go to bed at 10 o'clock every night. They come pick up your car at 10. They have it in your driveway. Return by before you even get up and go to work the next morning. That's massive. That's during your time where you don't need the car and they're fixing it during that time. That's a customer service. And there's no wonder why they're the number one accurate store, number one all that stuff across the nation, because they do things like that. Yeah, they're in a huge market. Man, they are facilitating some great services that huge market, and that's what puts them way ahead.
Yeah, think about how he was constrained because he didn't have it. So it's really hard to get cars in. Please let me go out to where I need another guy that does a great job with that, said Roberts.
Oh, God, Ed is right. Let's go, Ed.
So Shout out to Ed. He's got mobile service stands out there. He's got pickup and delivery. He has the highest retention of employees, highest retention of customers, at least in the top 5 to 10 that I know of. So how do you get there? You look at your problem, and you sit down and figure out, what do I need to do to fix it?
Right.
And in most cases, there's not a fix out there yet. You have to be innovative. And I think that's where the innovation comes from. It comes from, we're not sitting here trying to figure out, what do we need to do next? We're trying to figure out how to solve a problem.
Oh.
And that's where innovation comes from.
Love it, brother. I'm so on it, man. Obviously, this guy knows his stuff, right? It's the reason why he's hanging out with Lori and doing this for so long. Doing it at a high level. Brother, we appreciate everything you're dropping here, man. Folks, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you? I know I have your email address in the description of this thing, but is that the best way to get a hold of you?
My mobile.
Mobile? What's your mobile phone?
713-320-9436.
Folks, you guys heard it first. There's his number. Reach out to him if you have any questions. Right here on the screen, you see it. 713-320-9436. got any questions, he just wants to help. He just wants to be friends with this guy.
Yes.
All right, reach out to him. But I can tell you, he's got a wealth of knowledge. He's seen a lot of things. He's seen this industry flip upside down and going back. I can tell you, wealth of knowledge. So get with him, learn more, reach out to him on this number, just send him a text message. But don't send those pics. Have fun with me, y'all, though. We're in Vegas. What's in Vegas? Stays in Vegas. Let's go.
That's right.
So awesome.
You are awesome, and it's so awesome that we have the opportunity to hang out with you. So now we're going to make sure that we let everybody else that's awesome out there drop some F-bombs with us, and that is to forgive, focus, and fly so we can keep growing all the time. So help us out as we finish this off on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing, keep growing.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in with us. Here as the car guy,
and I'm Berlin Art Subprime Hero,
and you can do solutions with the one,
the only Bob Kelly.
Great job, great job. See you later. Keep growing solutions, everybody.